The man had been dwelling among the tombs. That's not a bad way to describe our life in this world, dwelling among the tombs. In fact, about 200 feet in that direction, there are the tombs, right? The cemetery here at the farm. And death and suffering are a part of this life, not of the next life of heaven. And so here, we are always crying out and we are being bruised with stones, that is, being wounded by the difficulties of this world and the sufferings that are part of it. The first reading from today's Mass, from the letter to the Hebrews, explains all of the great suffering that the saints of the Old Testament endured. And how did they make it through? Well, they made it through by faith. They had their faith in God, and because of their righteousness, the world was not worthy of them. And so the responsorial psalm encourages us, "Let your hearts take comfort, all who hope in the Lord." And so that's it. We go through this world with faith and hope, and that's where we can find our consolation in life's difficulties, and know that this world and the difficulties thereof don't last forever, but it is all passing by. And it is heaven that is our eternal home, the home that never changes, where there is always peace and stability, where all tears will be dried by the tenderness of God Himself, and where we can rest forever and ever in the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.